I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wade from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome back to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. And we're going to be chatting about stitches today with regards to running. We've all had them at some stage. And yeah, they're not pleasant. We've got the coach with us, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, welcome back. Nice to touch base once again.
Yeah, very good to touch base. And I hope we're talking about stitches of the abdominal kind rather than the medical kind from falling while you run.
Absolutely. That is exactly what we are chatting about. Lindsay, let's sort of give a sort of overview of stitches as a whole. A lot of people, we get lots of questions in people saying, I get stitched and what do I do about it, which we'll touch on in this chat as well. But what is a stitch and what causes it?
Look, that's actually probably the most difficult question you've ever asked me on the podcast. We're not 100% sure of what causes stitches, and part of that is because they're also quite non-site specific. So some people get stitches up and around the collarbone or just under the collarbone area. Other people get it kind of in the mid-abdominal region between the ribs. And then I guess the most common stitch is the one that you get just underneath the diaphragm or in the upper abdominals. So it is a cramp. I mean, that's the one thing we know. So what the actual stitch is when either your diaphragm or your intercostal muscles have gone into cramp. A little bit harder to talk about the stitch that people kind of get that's just under the collarbone. It is also a cramp, but that almost feels more like there's a pocket of air that's stuck in there or something like that. So, look, because it is muscular in nature, in other words, it's a muscle that's gone into spasm, we then look at the things that can potentially affect it. So when it's in the intercostals or more around the rib area, we tend to look at breathing as the culprit. When it's in the abdominal area or just below the diaphragm or in the stomach, then the culprit normally is the diaphragm itself. So there would be some looking at breathing, but also how full is your stomach? So have you drunk too much? Did you eat too much before you ran? Is there like an excessive tugging of the stomach on the diaphragm, which then leads the diaphragm to go into spasm while it's breathing in and out? So definitely, because it's cramping and it's often related to the diaphragm or the intercostal muscles, changing your breathing, slowing it down, deeper, slower breath, that can help. Often applying pressure to the area. Now that's particularly useful when it's in the diaphragm area. That often when you actually apply a pressure to that muscle with either your fingers or the palm of your hand, that reduces the cramping, and it definitely reduces the severity of the cramping. You know, people kind of hunch over and turn over, and that sort of serves the similar kind of purpose in that it's putting pressure on the muscle, and it's perhaps easier and more comfortable to run just by applying that pressure. Certainly walking often reduces the cramping, and in that instance where walking does reduce the cramping, then I do feel that often changing the breathing pattern, but in particular just not taking in fluids for a while so that you can just let your stomach settle down does definitely help. And when you start running again, start running at a slightly lower intensity so that bouncing of the stomach isn't quite as big, but also that the breathing or respiratory drive doesn't just suddenly push up. And then obviously concentrate on just slower breathing, breathing in deeper, in and out. You can also try, particularly with the diaphragm stitch, you can try the belly breathe. So in other words, as you breathe, use your stomach to go in and out. And that also then can help those muscles just to relax and to stop that cramp from continuing.
Fantastic. All the answers to all the questions in one go. I don't even have a follow-up question. Lindsay, that was great. Don't forget, don't miss out one episode of Run with Coach Perry. Hit the subscribe button, whether it's on the podcast player you're listening to this or on YouTube. And if you've got any questions, please pop them into the comments below. And who knows, we could be answering your question next time out here on Run with Coach Perry. Also, if you're looking for a training program, coachperry.com/program is where you can download a training program right now. And if you're looking for one-on-one coaching, check out the website as well, coachperry.com/training. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers. Thanks for listening. And from the coach, Lindsay, final parting shot from you.
Yeah, I look forward to getting some more questions and answering something equally difficult next week.